Ta'ala, that we are continuing with Quran Tafsir program in this month of Holy Ramadan, 1439 H, in Masjid Ghadir in Toronto. This is the fifth lecture, and the topic of the theme of our lectures, this series of our lectures in this month is Quranic verses on Shaitan. But as usual, before we come to those verses, we'll just take one or two slides discussing about some of the tips of Ramadan, just reminding ourselves about the importance of this month and what we need to do, inshallah. So we continue and request you to just participate with us. This is again the dua from the fourth Imam, Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. When welcoming the month of Ramadan, there is a dua number 44 in Sahifa Sajjadiyah, a beautiful dua which we recited here on Wednesday night, first night of Ramadan. In that Imam says, وَسَبَّلَنَا فِي سُبُولِ إِحْسَانِهِ لِنَسْلُكَهَا بِمَنِّي إِلَّا رِضْوَانِ. Allah directed us onto the roads of His beneficence in order that through His kindness we might travel upon them to His good pleasure. So these roads which Allah has, through His kindness, has set, is there for us to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّذِي جَعَلَ مِنْ تِلْكَ السُّبُلْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. Amongst those roads of His kindness, of His beneficence, one is the month of Ramadan. And then Imam gives other names and the function of the month of Ramadan. He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ السِّيَامِ. It is the month of fasting. Then he says, Shahrul Islam, it is the month of Islam. We discussed about it two nights ago. Or Shahrul Tahur, which we have discussed today, inshallah. And the month of purity, right? And then he says, Shahrul Tamhis, and the month of putting to test. Or Shahrul Qiyam, and the month of standing in prayers. So let's look at this Shahrul Tahur. So this is the tips of for Ramadan. This is the month of purity. What does Imam mean when he says this is Shahr al-Tuhur, this is the month of purity? What is meant? This is our discussion. We ask this question, purify from what? And how do we purify, right? If we say this is a month of purity, from what? And number three, how do we purify? So first thing, of course, is fighting against the base passions of the soul. The nafs of human being, right? Always would like to go to those passions, desires, shahawat, which are base, which are, you know, below the human dignity. You can see sometimes in the press, we always also in the news, you find somebody has killed somebody, somebody has tortured somebody. You know how, for example, sometimes even people do things which are unbelievable, right? These are all on account of the soul, nafs, which is a base, you know, below the human. So this, in month of Ramadan, we can try to fight against that thing, you know. How, as we said in one of the lectures, that fasting in the month of Ramadan helps us to build our willpower. Because eating and drinking, we can afford, alhamdulillah. All of us can afford, I'm sure. Not only that we can afford, we can have a best meal in the month of Ramadan, right? But we don't do that. We don't even drink water, which we need sometimes, right? We are also thirsty. Some of us, for example, have to work outside. They do their job is outside, for example, the offices. Is, you know, outside work for construction, painting, doing something, you know, repairing a car. They do it outside and it's a hot sun. So they are very thirsty. They're dying of thirst, no? But even then they do not drink water. Why? Because Allah's command is there. So it brings the strong what willpower. So because the strong willpower is there, that helps us also to fight these base desires. That, for example, something haram is there, and you feel like doing it, but you say, no, I'm not going to fight against that. So this is the month of Ramadan whereby we build that kind of ability, that strength, right? Purification from the burden of sins. All of us, if you are not, I can't talk on your behalf, but myself, full of sins, there are sort of burdens, sins throughout the year, things we are doing wrong. We are not masoom. We happen to do so many things, sometimes say things which are not correct, sometimes, for example, listen to people's backbiting, sometimes, nauzubillah, we involve ourselves in backbiting, sometimes we look at haram things, sometimes we are not careful where the earning comes from, right? So many things can just sometimes become judgmental, right? So those things happen in our life. Sometimes, for example, you have been asked to make a judgment. Judgment doesn't mean that you go to the court. You, for example, two children, right? Your son and your daughter, your two sons, you know. And for example, if your son and daughter get into a fight and you just think, oh, it must be the fault of a son always. No, the boy must be the mischievous. So immediately you make a judgment and do a favor of a girl instead of boy, right? That's also a wrong thing. The child would just take it what you say because you are a father, you are an authority, right? But the child realizes, no, that I have been wrong. It was my sister who was, you know, inciting me into this thing and I did what I did, right? So we happen to do so many sins, right? This is the month that we try to, you know, purify ourselves from the burden of sins which are there, right? Also purification from hatred and harboring of grudges. We, for example, have disliking with somebody. We have grudges against someone. It's always there. For example, somebody has done something, somebody has said something. We just cannot forget. You know, although we ask Allah to forgive us, but we do not have that big heart to forgive others. And we try to always carry that grudge in our heart against somebody. Why did somebody say something? Why did somebody do something? This is the month of Ramadan, right? When we are fasting, let us try to even overcome that thing. Remember we said in one of the lectures, I think second night or third night, again quoting the fourth Imam, that this is the time for us to connect and link with our brothers and sisters, our real brothers, our kith and kin, our relatives, our cousins, fellow mu'minins, right? The only people who are not going to, we are not going to connect with and bond with is shaitan or those who are the enemies of Allah. Otherwise, we are going to, you know, try to repair our relations with them, right? We are going to reconcile with them. So this is the time. Look at this, you know, khutbah of the Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby Prophet is now not only telling us that you should purify, but it also teaches us how to purify. Because this is the month of purification, so we don't only purify, but we also know how to purify, right? So, O people, your souls are imprisoned by your deeds. Therefore, release them by seeking Allah's forgiveness, right? So you can see that because of our sins, our souls are imprisoned by these deeds, right? We are always, we very easily, we get into this trap, you know, that we start doing something wrong. So Prophet is saying, do istighfar, right? And this is the month, as he said, that this is the month, jaa bil barakati wa rahmat wal maghfira, that this month has come to you with barakah, with blessing, with mercy and forgiveness. So this is the time, seek forgiveness, right? Then Prophet says, your backs are overburdened by weight of your sins. Therefore, lighten their burden by prolonging your prostration sajda. Now, of course, you don't expect the Imam to do it because Imam has to take care of everybody, so they will recite namaz very fast. But when you say your prayers on your own, let's say, for example, if you don't say all five namaz in jamaat, or if you are saying mustahab salat, right, at home, try to lengthen your sajda. Because Prophet says, the way, for example, it's quite metaphorical, right? Say that my shoulder has a lot of sins. You can't see that. But there's a hadith very clearly says that every action takes a form. If we were to see our actions take form, we'll be surprised. Are these what we have done? So those things are just lying on our burdens, right? As I go to sajda, it's not only physically that the thing fall down, but when spiritually Prophet says that this thing will just go down, right? So try to lengthen the burden of the sins by prolonging your sajda. And this is exactly what shaitan would like us not to do it. I remember when I was in Hausa, when I was studying in Hausa, for the first time I didn't realize, because this was new to me, right? We went from Africa to go and learn that, no, Friday, Thursday evening comes, Dua Kumail will start, which also all of us know what is Dua Kumail is, no? So just Dua Kumail was there, suddenly they dimmed the light, and the person recited what a dua, and I saw our teachers go into sajda. I'm fasting here, standing here. They would be in sajda for long. I myself did not check exactly how long, but for half of the dua or quarter of the dua, they would be in the sajda and crying, right, as the dua has been recited. So they'll be in the state of sajda as the dua has been recited. And we get tired within a minute or two. Our backs cannot stay. We can make ourselves stay in sajda for longer. Suddenly, for example, you know, if there's a turba here, we start getting hurt here. We start getting ache here. We start ache in the knees. Every place there is ache. This is shaitan, right? Who makes? We have to train ourselves. So Prophet says that lengthen your sajda. That way the burden of sins will be lightened. Are you with me? So the month of purification, as Imam says, purification from grudges, from hatred, from sins, and also from the base desires of the soul. And we do that by istighfar and by doing sajda. May Allah, in fact, give us the fiqh to do that, inshallah. Now we come to the topic, right? The shaitan, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, the shaitan is our enemy. Allah has warned us a number of places in the Quran and also told us how, what kind of tools he uses, what are all of his tricks, and what does he do, and how should we guard ourselves, right? So first of all, there are a number of verses, subhanAllah. I was surprised, whereby Allah says, shaitan has awliya. Quran says that shaitan is awliya. What is awliya? Right? Awliya, as you can see, is the plural of wali. For example, no, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu, right? In Quds we say what? Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the protector or a friend or a guardian of those who believe. So wali is singular. Aliyun waliyullah. For example, Ali is the wali of Allah, is the friend of Allah, right? So aliyun waliyullah, this is the beauty of Arabic. Arabic, no, the word wali can be both, can be a friend, also a guardian, also a protector. So for example, when you say Allah aliyun waliyullah, it doesn't mean that Allah, nauzubillah, Ali is the protector of Allah. No, Allah is the protector of Ali, right? So in this case, Ali is the friend of Allah. Get my point? So depending in what context it comes. But in the verses of Quran, because the word awliya comes, as I was preparing for this lecture today, I went through a number of translations. And every translator sometimes uses friends, sometimes they use protector, sometimes they use, for example, guardian, sometimes they use an ally. These things, because as they understand. But shaitan is awliya. Inna ja'alna shaitaniya awliya lilladhina la yuminun. Shaitan is awliya, and so is shaitan a wali of somebody. So shaitan is friends, and shaitan also is a friend to others. So Allah says, we have indeed made devils friends of those who have no faith. Now mind it, when you say alladhina la yuminuna, doesn't mean, Allah doesn't say la kafirin, subhanAllah. This is the beauty of the Quran. Allah could have said awliya lilladhina kafaru, but he says awliya lilladhina la yuminun, those who do not believe. It could also be us, for example, when sometimes we have doubts about something, belief, right? Always I'll say, this is the time, this is that era, for example, we are so fortunate. There is internet, there is email, there is no WhatsApp, there is text messages. If you have any doubt, just email. There are so many scholars. There are so many sites. You can just send the question. Somebody will reply your question. Somebody will do that. But don't sleep with doubt. Don't do that. Don't say, we'll do it later on. Not at all. If you have any kind of doubts, any question, but don't be amongst those who are la yuminun, those who are not believing. So you can see, Allah has made devils as friends of those who have no faith, right? At the same time, not only that devil is a friend, even devil has friends, as you'll see. So a part of mankind has guided, Allah says, Fariqan hada wa fariqan haqqa alayhim ad-dalala, right? A part of mankind, Allah has guided them. Fariqan hada, Allah has guided them. Wa fariqan haqqa alayhim ad-dalala. But there is a part which deserves to be left consigned to error. Just left. What is dal? Dal is a person who is wandering around. For example, as I go from here to, let's say, I want to drive all the way to Kitchener. I don't have a GPS. I'm not taking any kind of directions, nothing. I'm just thinking, just somebody told me, just going 401, right? And then I start finding here and there. When I lose my way, right, wandering around there, that is dal, right? So there are people, وَفَرِقْنَ حَقَّ عَلِيمَ الدَّلَالَ, right? There are people who deserve to go in error, to be wandering around. On account of what? Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ why? Inna muttakhadhu ash-shayatin awliya. Why? Because they were taken, devils for guardians. They were taken devils as protector. Awliya, right? Muttakhadhu, you can see, and it says, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُتَدُونَ. And the worst thing is, after taking devils as their guardians, instead they believe that they are on the guided path. That is the worst part of it. Not only that they are on the wrong path, but then there is a wrong belief that what they are doing is right. And that's why it's very, very important that, first of all, don't at all comment on something you are not sure. Religious thing, sometimes I'm so surprised. You sit in a gathering, try this thing out. Believe me, just sit in a gathering, raise a question on a medical aspect, something. Everybody is quiet. Somebody's doctor, somebody from the pharmacy will say something, right? Raise something about engineering. Only few people will say. Just raise a point about religion. Everybody becomes mullah there. Everybody becomes mujtahid. No, everybody has an answer to that. Subhanallah, where did you come from? Where did you get this answer? If you ask him, where is the reference? There's no reference. This is just my logic. Yes, I know you are following religion, but it doesn't give you authority to speak, right? But what happens? People speak what they speak because you can't control. But the worst part is that wrong thing always stays with people. Shaitan, one of the tools of Shaitan is that he always makes the wrong spread very fast. The fake news always go fast. For example, there is a wrong belief. In the month of Safar, you can't do Safar. How many times you heard, right, this thing? That in the month of Safar, you don't suffer. There is no hadith. The only thing is, one is Safar and another is Safar. One Safar is spelled with Sin, another Safar is spelled with Saad. There's the only relation, right? That sounds similar. But there is no hadith which says you cannot do Safar. Or for example, they say you cannot do Nikah in the month of Shawwal. Subhanallah. Who says so? I myself did Nikah in the month of Shawwal. Right? Alhamdulillah, we are married more than 30 years ago happily, right? So this is it. Prophet married in the month of Shawwal. Prophet married Aisha in the month of Shawwal. But no, just somebody says and the wrong thing just spreads, right? So when we are gathering, when you comment something, comment with having knowledge, having reference. You are sure of what you are saying. Otherwise, the best thing is just maintain silence. Because maybe the wrong thing will be spread. And nowadays, mashallah, everybody has become mubalik. Everybody is doing tabligh. How? You get a clip, WhatsApp clip, right? Mashallah, you like it. Just forward it. Prophet has said this thing. Imam has said this thing. Is there a reference? No, it's not there. But it just sounds good to you. Don't forward, brothers and sisters. Never do that. You get something, Prophet has said something, Imam has said something, ask the person who sent you, whoever may be, even Maulana or anybody, right? Can you give me the reference? Where does this come from? Then I'll try to forward something, right? Just don't forward these things. It's very, we are just spreading something which are wrong. We should be very clear. So many wrong things are being spread out, unbelievably. And I remind people all the time, everybody wants to become, Muballigh, that I want to make sure everybody knows this thing. Yes, it's good that people should know the truth and correct and the hadith and everything, but make sure it's correct, right? So you can see Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ تَخُذُ شَيْطَانَ أَوْلِيَا. They have taken shaitan as their awliya, as their protector, right? مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Allah, no. Instead of Allah, they have taken shaitan as the guardians. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُتَدُونَ. And the worst thing is, they believe that they are the one who are guided. No, they are actually misguided. How can you be guided when you are following shaitan, right? What is the meant by awliya of shaitan, friends of shaitan? You will be surprised just to get this answer. What is meant by friend of shaitan? I had to spend almost more than an hour reading so many things. Finally, I come to this. Now, Sayyid, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai, may Allah raise his status. Allama Tabatabai, mashallah, as you know, he is the author of Tafsir al-Mizan in 20 volumes. We have discussed about him a number of times. In volume number 8, English translation, page 328, he has mentioned, he says, the unbelievers, by following the shaitan's way, have gone from the guardianship of Allah. When the unbelievers follow the way of shaitan, they are out of the guardianship of Allah. Now they have no guardian or friend except shaitan, who is the friend of mushrikeen, right? And those who worship other than Allah. So he is their friend and they are his friends. You can see, they are buddies to each other, shaitan. Just on account of not being known. If the disbelievers are the awliya of shaitan, the believers have God as the protector and ally. So keep in mind, and inshallah we are going to come, Allah is your wali. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Right? Clearly Allah says in Quran that Allah is the wali of those who believe. Never believe, as young as you are a believer, you should know that Allah is your friend, Allah is your protector, Allah is your guardian. He's there. Seek help from Allah at every stage, right? Let me just quote a passage from Makam Akhlaq. Again, this is from the fourth Imam, Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Mumineen, this dua is a masterpiece. Unfortunately, we recite only once in a year. When? On 23rd night of Ramadan. On the 23rd night of Ramadan, there is a long, list of amal, right? One of them is this dua. So what happens? Some of us don't understand Arabic. Some of us are tired. Already we have fasted the whole day. Then now there's a long dua. So what happens? When this dua is recited, people are just worried, when will this be over? As the reciter starts, people start looking after how many pages are remaining. Oh, 7, now 6, oh, finally one page, right? That's what happens. Don't do that. Nobody stops you to recite this dua any other day. Believe me, I'm telling you with confidence, this dua can be recited any day in the year. Any day. And you don't need to recite even the entire dua. No, not at all. Just this dua has 20 salawat, right? So you can, every time you start with salawat, you can recite that passage, and just that passage one day, and the second day another passage. It's a masterpiece. One scholar took this dua and started taking the points from the dua on akhlaq, the akhlaqi points from this dua. He was able to get more than 100 akhlaqi points from this dua. And he said after that this is a syllabus of akhlaq. This is not dua akhlaq, it's a syllabus of akhlaq. So beautiful, right? So in that, Imam says, وَعَمِّرْنِي مَا كَانَ عُمْرِي بِذْلَةً فِي طَاعَتِكَ SubhanAllah. Imam says, oh Allah, let me live as long as my life is a free gift in obeying you. Because this life has come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, free. We did not pray, right? So just let me, وَعَمِّرْنِي person, Amir, that means give long life. No, give me prosperity, go long life, as long as I obey you, Ya Allah, right? فَإِذَا كَانَ عُمْرِي مَرْتَعًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. See what Imam said. Imam is saying, if my life is a pasture for shaitan, in other words, I'm an agent of shaitan, I do things on behalf of shaitan. Remember I told you, for example, I say sometimes things which are misleading, so everybody else gets misled. So now I'm an agent of shaitan. So if my life is a pasture for shaitan, then Imam says, فَقْبِدْنِي إِلَيْكَ. Then just seize me to yourself. That means, let me die. Why should I live if I become an agent of shaitan? فَقْبِدْنِي إِلَيْكَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَسْبِكَ مَقْتَكَ إِلَيْهَا. Before your hatred overtakes me. Because if I become an agent of shaitan, if I start doing things, misleading people, then Allah would not like me, right? So before that moment comes, usually it's not good. It's makruh to pray for death. A person should always pray for long life. Even a person who is suffering. 2 days ago, we visited a gentleman in the complex. I don't want to give you the name. We went there, mashallah. We just went to visit him. He's 90 plus. And I liked one thing. As we went to him, he said, how are you doing, uncle, everything? No. He says, because Allah has given this long life, we are just leading it. Not more than that. No complaint besides that. At the age of 90 plus, he must be going through so many challenges, right? But even then, when we went to him and we met him, his answer was, that Allah has given us this long life, so we are just leading it. We are just not taking it, right? So this is it, that Imam says that just take my life away. Don't give me the life if I'm going to be agent of shaitan. Or yastakima ghadabuka alayya. Or your wrath or ghadab against me becomes firm, right? So do you see this thing that sometimes we unknowingly become agents of shaitan? And that's the worst thing. So even a person like Imam is saying that this should not happen to me. Imam says, if it happens to me, I would rather die. I would rather not live. So when a person even have a long life, you are going through all the kind of challenges, sometimes terminal illness. In Islam, you cannot pray for death. Right? You just say there is wisdom in Allah's giving of life. Right? We will not pray for death. Right? But here is Imam praying for death. When he thinks that if he's going to become agent of shaitan. Are you with me? So shaitan is an enemy and we should always be careful. And that's why, as we said yesterday, that usually we have been told that we are supposed to, appraise. Self-appraisal should be always be there, right? Every day. مَنْ لَمْ يُحَاسِبْ نَفْسَهُ كُلَّ يَمِنْ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. One of the hadith says, a person who does not appraise himself every day, he is not amongst us. That means he's not amongst Muslims. But I would say in the month of Ramadan, as we said yesterday, because it's a very important month and we want to just train ourselves and our souls, try to appraise yourself 3 times, every 8 hours, right? For example, sometimes the medicines are there, say every 6 hours, every 4 hours, take this medicine. In the same way, let's try to appraise ourselves. How did I do? How am I doing? We should not become the agent of shaitan. Ensure that we are never friends of shaitan. Quran is telling us, Bismillah, Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do you see this thing? As we said just now earlier, there are people who dispute about Allah without having knowledge. What is your knowledge? What is your basis, you are saying? Logic? No, that's not the... No. Then what about all these scholars and all these books and everything? It's just, no, useless? No. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِهُ كُلَّ شَيَاطِينَ مَرِيدٍ. Right? And in the process, what they do, they are just following the every defiant devil. When you say something without knowledge, without reference, without not checking it, you know, so many times we take hours preparing a lecture. The material which is there, we already know about it. But for us to get the exact reference, to make sure that what we are saying is correct in the state of fasting, it takes so much time, in spite of all the tools we have nowadays, mashallah, because of internet, database, right? So many things, it's so easy. For example, if you want an ayat of Quran, it's so easy to get. Even my phone, I can just go to my app and just put one word, I'll get all the verses about those words, right? In spite of that, it takes so much time. So you can say, Allah says, among the people are those who dispute about Allah without any knowledge and follow every defiant devil, right? كُتِبْ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُدِلُّهُ وَيَهَدِّهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّهِيرِ. Then Allah says, no, about whom it has been decreed, about such a person who follows shaitan, that he will be misled, those who take him for friend and conduct them towards punishment of the blaze, right? So you can see this person about whom it has been decreed that he will mislead those who take him as friend. If you become friend of shaitan, he will mislead you, right? And then take you towards azab is-sa'ir, towards the punishment of blazing fire. Sa'ir is the blazing fire. So do you see, when we follow shaitan, he is going to take us very far. And we should be very careful that that should not happen. And then another verse, which we are going to discuss again, but just because it's there. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Shaitan does not have a lot of power. You should know one thing. Although shaitan is there, but there is a human being has a bigger power than shaitan. We will come to that later on. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ, his authority is only over those who befriend him. If you befriend shaitan, then he can have authority. Otherwise, no. Human being, the intellect of human being is so powerful, right? As we say just now, even the fact that we can stay thirsty for 17 hours in obedience to Allah, we are more powerful than shaitan. There is no doubt. Not only we, our children. So many of our children are fasting, right? They do it, and they do it willingly. I have grandchildren. My daughter was telling me that the children are so excited to wake up for sahri and fast because they are not bali. So she tells them, okay, you don't need to complete the fast. But the children are, you can excite it. So when the human being has that ability, right, to fast and remain hungry and thirsty all these hours, we are more powerful than shaitan. But Allah says, إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. His sultan, his authority is only with those who befriend him, who befriend shaitan. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, and those who make him as a partner. Partner, that means in everything. Subhanallah, you know, sometimes people start this business. They say, some people are very smart. And I like that. They say when they start the business, they make the 12th Imam, Imam Salman Jalla Faraj, as their partner in the business. Now mind it, I tell them, are you sure what you are doing? He said, yes, I know. I said, what is your logic? He said, "If listen to what he's saying, subhanAllah. He says, not only that 5% of what I gain, I'm going to give for tabligh, but because Imam is the partner in my business, I will not involve in things haram. I will not have any kind of doubtful transaction. You can see this thing. Because Imam is the partner, a silent partner. When he starts the business, he just, Imam is a partner, right? But there are people whose partner is shaitan. In the business, all the time, what they are thinking, how can I earn? How can I cheat somebody? How can I get a bakro, right? How can I just, for example, you know, just slaughter somebody in our transaction? This is shaitan is a partner, right? All the time. How can I lie? How can I, for example, take advantage? And in some of the countries, you know where we are coming from, you, every time when they get an order from the government, every time what they supply and what the invoice says is always wrong. Why? Because the person who gives the order says that you have to give something to me. In the process, what do? We undersupply. but we overcharge. This is all shaitan as a partner. Wallahi, this is shaitan as a partner. That is why it is said that in one country, without naming the country, one day somebody went, Maulana went to that country, in every house, big houses, you go, those big bungalows, every time you enter, they say, Hadha min fadli Rabbi. This is by the grace of my Lord. Every house, they said. So once Maulana said, what is this? I said, this is, no, where did this money come for you to buy such a big bungalow? He said, oh, we cheated and we rishwat and we get all those things. So Maulana said, no, shaitan must be crying today. He said, why? He said, when you cheated, when you lied, when you, for example, you know, got wrong money, those ideas were given by shaitan. After shaitan make you rich, now you say, Hadha min fadli Rabbi. You should say, Hadha min fadli shaitan, not Rabbi, right? Because actually shaitan is the one who's giving idea. Allah can never give idea of wrong things. Right, but this is what people think. What people think that, no, after lying, cheating, making all the money, but just making a big Islamic sign outside the house, everything become pure. No, not at all. Not at all. It will never become pure. Wallahi. Until that time, that there is a hadith. You know, there is a beautiful book. I think maybe the bookstore might have it, known as Gunah-e Kabira. Gunah-e Kabira by Ayatullah Dastghaib. Beautiful. Ayatullah Dastghaib is actually is known as Shahid-e Mihrab. Because he was in the mihrab at the beginning of the revolution, one lady came saying that, I want to ask you a question. Of course, Aga could not say no, right? She said, okay, you come. But she was a suicide bomber. So she came near Aga and just blasted herself. So Ayatullah Dastghaib died in mihrab. He's known as Shahid al-Mihrab. Here's a beautiful book, you know, about Gunah al-Kabira. It's also online. There is a hadith in the beginning there. You can go and check it just now also in the bookstore if the book is there. Just open the first pages. The hadith which says, one dinar, one coin, returning to owner, its owner is better than 2,000 rakat of salat. If your money is with me, $1 of yours, which are taken wrongly, if I make a point and find, where is Brother Ali, whether Brother Khalid, where is it, where, let me find, and try to get and give that money to him back, is better than 2,000 rakats. Are you with me? So don't think that haram earn is just automatically purified by just those Islamic signs. Not at all. Right? I don't have much time because today they've given me extra time, but there are only 4 minutes remaining. So let's just do comment and end here. This verse 22, 3 and 4, which we just now recited earlier, this number one, there's a commentary, right? The verse talks about people who follow no logic and knowledge and obey every rebellious, disobedient shaitan. This is enlightening commentary from light. Through this verse, Allah deplores disputation about God when done in ignorance. There is implicit approval of those who discuss theological matters on the basis of true and reliable knowledge. You see, on the other end, if you discuss theology through knowledge and through reliable knowledge, then it's fine. Otherwise, you cannot do that, right? This verse refers to those who dispute about Allah, His attributes, His actions, His laws and His authority on the basis of conjecture. What is conjecture? Just dhan. Fakat khayalat. No, just try to conjecture, right? And follow every rogue and ruffian who has rebelled against Allah. This is Agha Mehdi Mehdi Puya. So you can see, it is the worst thing to try to say things based on just conjectures, just on your thoughts. Brothers and sisters, even if it takes efforts, have assured, always. Even when you go and buy certain things, don't buy certain things just because it is tasty. No. Ask, what is there in this food? What are the ingredients, right? Yeah, if you buy from a Muslim, it's a different thing. But otherwise, if you buy from a non-Muslim, be careful. And the worst thing is that you tell others also this is tasty. Then you are trying to know, spread things, people maybe not be, something which is doubtful. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give us tawfiq that we are able to recite the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we try to understand the beautiful teachings of Islam and the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we are able to follow the teachings of the Quran and the practice of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. Wa salli ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa rahim Allahu man kara al-Fatiha.